Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to Ace time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Call third strike. Chisholm thought it was just off the plate. He has a big argument with Brian Walsh before he leaves the field. Astros hold on to win it 8-7. The Yankees haven't been happy all night long with the strike zone. Chisholm wasn't happy last night with the Jesus either. But the Astros get a much-needed win, and they are now four games ahead of the Mariners with 22 games to go on the season. They pick up a game on both Seattle and Texas. A big win tonight, Blummer.
It was a big win. Just on paper, it was a big win for sure. I still don't know how to feel about it. I feel good. They beat the Yankees last night, but it was Jeremy Peña hits the home run to kind of get the, you know, get the juices flowing a little bit when they're down 4-0. The rally against Devin Williams was a lot of the Yankees kind of stabbing themselves in the foot a little bit. Whatever. Boy, they must hate Devin Williams up in New York. He's got a 5.6 ERA. They traded Nestor Cortez and a bunch of other stuff for him to be their closer. And he's blown four saves this year, and he's got an ERA of nearly six. And he got ejected walking off the mound last night.
Ejected as he was, and he was leaving the game, right? Yeah, that was, he was.
They must hate him up there.
That's like said, getting fired after you already quit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, well, I quit. Ah, dude.
You're
out of here. Filed the paperwork. You're fired.
Yeah.
I loved it. Just, did it go as the storybooks would tell you you want it to go? Not necessarily. Early, tighter than you want it to be, but they get a gritty comeback. Brian Abreu lets up a home run to Bellinger. That's Brian Abreu letting up a home run is one thing, but then letting up a home run to Bellinger to let the Yankees back into the game, like, that's unacceptable.
It's like giving up seven home runs in one swing. It's terrible, yeah.
So, Aaron Boone, this is where you can have fun, like, regardless of where the Astros or the Yankees finish up this year, but Aaron Boone getting ejected for the seventh time this season. Mm. As far as I can tell, according to Close Call Sports, it's one of these statty types websites that's incredibly hard to navigate.
Yeah.
But as far as I could tell, there's 79 manager ejections in MLB this year.
Okay.
And Aaron Boone has nearly 10% of them.
Jeez.
Yeah. What a whiny just disaster of a long-tenured manager on a team that continues to disappoint year after year after year in the playoffs. And Aaron Boone is out there just leading the charge and guys getting ejected from this game.
Is there a rule in Major League Baseball, like in the NBA, where, you know, like the Draymond rule, where if you get like 16 technical fouls, eventually they're like, okay, you're suspended for a game. You can't just keep piling up. Dude, like, is Aaron Boone going to get suspended? Can he just keep piling up these ejections like this and acting like a jerk?
I would think usually it polices itself by those managers getting fired by their club.
Yeah, that's true.
But as we know, the GM and the manager of the New York Yankees will never get fired.
Oh, no.
They've both got compromising material or something on ownership.
The Steinbrenners, yeah.
Yeah, it's Aaron Boone just, it's management by temper tantrum, and then you wonder why these guys can't perform in the clutch.
Yeah.
It's because of everything that you saw last night.
Yeah. So the Astros fell behind in this one, fell behind 3-0, and then Peña hits a home run, kind of gets things going. They fall behind 4-1, but then they scrap their way back in. They scored runs in the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th innings, including a 4-run deluge in the 8th inning against Devin Williams, and they get the win. Yeah, you know what, Seth? You know what probably numbed this win a little bit for me was the exact audio we bumped in with, because, yeah, like, I watched it till the very end, and Brian Abreu giving up a 3-run home run and putting a guy on base.
To Bellinger.
And then I forget who he put on base after that. After Bellinger hits the home run, he puts another guy on base. It was, he didn't put a guy on base. He's facing Chisholm after that, Jazz Chisholm. And he gets to 3-2 on him and gets a gift of a third strike. He was about to put the tying run on base, but the umpire bailed him out.
Hey, it is what it is. That's baseball. Deal with it, Chisholm.
I don't want to dull the positive of the win here. Are we nervous that Brian Abreu has been a train wreck in his last two outings? Like a train wreck. Really bad in his last two outings.
Uh, he's he's like Fromber without the emotional volatility, I think. Okay. It's just every now and then, that's what he's going to do for you.
Okay.
He's not a, you know, dyed-in-the-wool closer, per se. And it is what
he was doing so well, though.
I know, but that's where it goes. Like, he's unhittable when he's completely and totally dialed in. But if he's not completely and totally dialed in, you're gonna have appearances like that.
So you're not nervous about Brian Abreu?
I'm not. I mean, I'm nervous, but I mean, it's just that's. He's your best option at this point.
Oh,
you're not
no
gonna go
question.
Out and trade for somebody. You can't point to a single person that I'm not nervous about on this baseball team right now, including Yordan Alvarez, just because of his finicky hand bone. Sorry to get all technical with the medical terminology, but his hand bone is in a very precarious spot.
I'm feeling good about Yordan. 4 rockets last night, man.
I know. I feel great about it. Yeah. He was scorching it every time he got up there. But he's in a precarious medical situation. Sean, he's a guy that's taken every third day off with a hand injury to rest.
Well,
you know, like it's not like this is this. We still don't know exactly what the hell's wrong.
Yeah, you know, I think between you and me, I'm a little more day to day. You know, like Yordan. Like now, I feel great about Yordan. You are a big picture. This is a compliment to you. Before you get angry at me, this is a compliment to you. I am scared now about Brian Abreu because of the last 2 outings. I'm on cloud 9 about Yordan. You probably as a former athlete are able to take a step back from these things.
No, this is why I thank you for that. I'll accept the compliment, but I believe you're lying a little bit because I can't point to a single time this season where you felt really good about Abreu, even after many of his
That's untrue. No, that's totally not true. I've been citing the tweet that I had about Abreu as a mistake the last few times. That's untrue. That I have been saying for the last... Now, don't do this thing now.
You're going to try to compliment me and now call me a liar.
No. I just think I don't think maybe you heard me when I said these things about Brian. No, I've been saying since Brian Abreu took over for Hader before these last 2 outings, I've been complimenting him every single time. And thus, I am... It's true. Don't do this thing where you go, that's true.
It's a grudging acknowledgement.
No, I've been complimenting him. It's not a grudging acknowledgement at all. It's not a grudging.
Right.
No, I have been saying
nice
things.
I've never believed that you loved Brian Abreu.
I don't love him, but I said good things about him. I don't have to love any of these guys.
As you've said good things about Abreu, if I had pressed you in the moment, like, do you feel great about him as a closer? I don't think.
He's not Josh Hader. I'm not going to sit here and say he's Josh Hader, but I had been saying, we can go back and find the audio. I've been saying he's been doing an excellent job.
I know that. I realize that. I just don't know that. I feel like I don't.
Who cares if I love him or not? I'm giving him his flowers, man.
All right, you're a prisoner of the moment. I acknowledge it.
Yes, I am a total prisoner of the moment. And thus, 4 rockets off the bat of Yordan Alvarez last night. That was good to see. That was really good to see. Now I wish he'd kind of. Now we got to work on launch angle. We got exit velo down for Yordan. His 4 hits were like all like 110 miles an hour off the bat last night. It was incredible. Now we got to get that launch angle going so we can hit some of those into the right field seats.
He said that it's the best he's felt both in terms of his hand and how he feels at the plate.
Yeah.
In terms of a judgment and everything, and it makes sense that those two would coincide.
Yeah.
I suppose. So I feel I feel good about Yordan. I'm gonna be consistently nervous about his hand situation, and I'll credit the Astros. It's got to be hard to give him that rest as they're doing every few days.
Yes.
But it's like because you don't really seem to know what the hell is going on with his hand, you've just got to be as cautious as possible. So credit to the Astros. I'm going to give credit to the Astros for something they very rarely get credit for these days. I think they're managing Yordan Alvarez's hand injury well.
In this
moment.
I know there's people out there that are mad at Yordan taking days off with a hand injury.
But what are you going to do?
Yeah.
If they can't figure it out and you don't know exactly why it's gone on this long whatever, you just caution is the watchword, I suppose.
I'm with you on that one for sure. The question is, was last night's win enough to distract people from Frombergate? Did he or did he not intentionally... being his own catcher in the chest Tuesday night now. Yeah.
The way I feel about it, and I think I saw Roosh say this. He was arguing with somebody on X, and Roosh on X said something along the lines of, like, you know, whether it was premeditated or not, or whether he meant to bean him in the chest, that it's kind of like when you get mad at a teammate in basketball and you give him a really hard pass. Like, it's just frustrated and angry in the moment. Yep. And you're not trying to injure the guy or anything, but it felt, and this is with a long history of Fromberg just having emotional moments or where his emotions get away with him. Like, after allowing that grand slam, especially, he was in a moment where he was just going to be obstinately throw the damn pitch that he wanted to throw.
Yes.
And it, by virtue of his facial expressions afterwards and everything, did he think consciously, oh, I'm going to hit Salazar in the chest plate here? I don't think he did, but I think the most likely thing is that he just was going to throw whatever the hell he wanted to right there.
I 1,000% agree with you on that. And the analogy I would have, and you can appreciate this because I know you used to get into fights with your brother all the time, with your brother Dan. You get into fights with a buddy or a brother, and you are punching each other in the face. You could do some serious damage if you punch your brother or friend in the face in the wrong spot. Like, you could do some life-changing things if you catch them on the button. But you're not thinking about it at that time. You're in a fist fight with your brother or your friend.
That's the exact thing I told the judge after I curb stomped him.
Thank you.
I was like,
that's a little extreme.
I didn't know it was going to do that much damage.
That's a little extreme.
I'll help pay for the dental work.
Yeah.
However, I don't know how much it costs. I'll mow lawns. What?
But I don't think it's a bad analogy, right? Like,
I think that's a perfect
the heat of the moment, you do things to each other that could be very dangerous if it goes the wrong way.
Yeah, but by the facial expressions of everybody involved, by it being Fromber, as we discussed yesterday, really, I don't know exactly how it all played out. All I know is that if you had told me before the game that an Astros pitcher was going to have a situation exactly the way it played out, I would have said, like, oh, Fromber, what? I would just, without telling me the name of the pitcher, I knew it was going to be Fromber.
Okay, real quick
if it happened with any of those other pitchers, I think that at the very least, if it was an accident, the pitcher almost would realize it in the very moment, like, ah, listen, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Or something. Like, the Astros are trying to tell us it's no big deal.
Yeah.
As meanwhile, like, there's reports about what their locker room was like. We know for sure that the two had to go visit with the manager
afterwards.
That's the
big one. When do you have to go sit with the manager after a miscommunication
after
with
it was
pitch
actually
com?
No big deal. Yeah.
Like, I literally think Cesar Salazar is lying when he says, I hit the wrong button on the pitch com.
When
I don't think
all
he's
those
telling cross-ups. The truth.
In the World Series, when both teams, in the Dodgers versus the Astros, when both teams were hyper-vigilant and paranoid about sign stealing, and they had all those cross-ups, did we get a single report about, McCullers and McCann having to go have a meeting afterwards because they got crossed up?
No,
I don't remember. No.
Hey, real quick, because we got to go to break, take a guess on the poll. Fromber claims the pitch that hit Cesar Salazar in the chest was an innocent mix-up, not intentional. Do you believe him? What percentage of people believe Fromber Valdez?
I think 11%.
Close enough, man. Give him a ding. 7.4%.
Wow, that's low.
7.4.
Anything below 10%.
This is a David
is an
Culley
extreme lopsided.
This is a David Culley approval rate level poll.
90% of that 7% are people that just want to be the opposite of everything.
Right.
So there's really
there's like seven people that believe Fromber
that genuinely believe that he didn't do it.
Yeah. One of them's Ron the Show Hughley. He was standing on that hill yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do we have any audio
I think
it?
We might. I'll go check their show email. We've got so much stuff
stacked
up.
I'm going to pin him down on how he genuinely feels about Abreu as well.
You said people are saying you were gaslighting me in the first segment.
I think I might have been a little bit. Yeah.
No, I've been giving Abreu his props. And I give myself credit. I have been very calm through these last two just completely horrific outings by Abreu.
The text line is really doing in my next strategy that I was going to use in the gaslighting, where I was going to say, Sean, this is what everybody says. Everybody says that you don't really like Abreu. Yeah. Everybody tells me. This is what everybody's saying, Sean.
The populace. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday here. We've got a lot to get to on the show. Jonathan Alexander had 10 bold predictions for the Houston Texans this year. There's a few of these I really like. We'll also rate the boldness of a few of these. Jonathan Alexander, friend of the show. We love Jonathan. We'll go through that coming up next.